Right now, it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And yes, we have no football teams. We have no football teams in New York. We'll take a look at the schedule and the scores. Of course, yesterday, the Giants fell to 4-8. With a backup quarterback, they could do nothing. The Dolphins defeated the Giants 20-9. Meanwhile, the Colts over the Texans 31-0. The Vikings fell to the Lions, giving the Lions their first victory of the year, 29-27. The Eagles crushed the Jets 33-18. The Cardinals over the Bears 33-22. Meanwhile, the Chargers down the Bengals 41-22. The Buccaneers keep on winning. They're now 9-3. They down the Falcons 30-17. Jacksonville Jaguars fell to the Rams 37-7. The Washington Football Club defeated the Raiders 17-15. The Ravens fell to the Steelers 20-19. When the Ravens tried for a 2-point conversion at the end of the game to win it, and they didn't make it. The 49ers fell to the Seahawks 30-23, and the Chiefs over the Broncos 22-9. Monday Night Football tonight, the Patriots at 8-4 take on the Bills at 7-4. This is a big game. If the Bills don't win it, they are really going to have a tough time winning the East, and they'll have to really concentrate on the wild card. So we'll see what happens with that. In Major League Baseball, Buck O'Neill, Gil Hodges, Minny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Jim Cott, and Bud Fowler were elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Of course, I'm very familiar with Gil Hodges. He was manager of the Mets, also a great player. Minny Minoso, I used to love watching Minny Minoso play. Tony Oliva, what can you say? What a great ball player. Jim Cott, Yankee broadcaster, but also a great pitcher. And Bud Fowler. So congratulations to those members, the newest members of baseball's Hall of Fame. Now, before we get going on any other sports, we'll talk a little bit about college football. Reports are out now that Oklahoma will hire Brent Venables as their head football coach. And Cincinnati's head coach, Luke Fickle, is expected to be in the mix for NFL gigs. Of course, that comes after a very exciting weekend where what happened? Well, Cincinnati made the college football playoffs. First time a non-Power 5 team has made it. Alabama, Michigan, Georgia, and Cincinnati in the Final Four. Pretty amazing. Been a long time coming. All right, taking a look at NHL scores from yesterday, our local teams that were in action. The Blackhawks over the Islanders 3-2. Today, no local teams in action. Tomorrow, the Islanders take on the Senators. The Rangers will take on the Blackhawks. And then Wednesday, the Devils take on the Flyers, the Rangers take on the Avalanche, and the Bruins take on the Vancouver Canucks. Moving along, taking a look at the standings in hockey. In the Atlantic Division, the Bruins have a total of 25 points. The Panthers lead that division with 37 points. In the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in second place with 35 points behind the Capitals, who have 36 points. The Devils have 22 points and the Islanders 15 points. As we look out on the Western Conference, the Wild leave their division with 35 points over the Jets, who have 28 points. The Pacific Division, the Flames, Calgary have 35 points, and the Edmonton Oilers have 32 points. Let's take a look at basketball now. Games that were played yesterday. Don't see any of our local teams in action yesterday. Coming up today in the NBA. Once again, looking for any action for today's teams. for our area? No. Tomorrow, the Nets take on the Mavericks. The Knicks take on the Spurs. The Celtics take on the Lakers. And the Knicks have really taken a tumble. The Nets are in first place in the Eastern Conference, and the Knicks are now in 11th place. They've lost three games in a row after such a good start. Well, what can you do? Well, that is a check on sports, of course. I watch a lot of football. First of all, the college football games on Saturday were outstanding, exciting, and lots of action. And just about every NFL game that I saw yesterday was also fun to watch, except for the Giants and except for the Jets. The Jaguars didn't do too well either, but I mean, gosh, it's just, and I love watching football, so I thank God that we have the Red Zone and I get to see all the other teams play. And you get to see some exciting action, not just the New York style of football. Pretty, pretty horrible. Looking so forward to this football season, and it has just fallen apart. And I don't think it's like Humpty Dumpty. Yeah, I don't think there's a way that the New York teams can put it back together again. Sad but true. Anywho, coming in this morning, the luminaries are still lit around the green. Just a beautiful sight. And the, of course, tree in the center of the green in all its full glory. And in Lakeville, Mother Hose Company, they're all lit up for the holidays. And over the weekend on Saturday, Salisbury Winter Sports Association had their ski and skate sale. And Willie Hallahan posted some pictures on Facebook. The line that was waiting to get in there was amazing. And I spoke with Willie for a few minutes. And this year, last year they had their biggest year ever. This year, it was even bigger than last year. So, folks, you're to be congratulated because this is a major fundraiser that enables the Salisbury Winter Sports Association to put on programs for people that join from our region. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association. And of course, this year, there's a doubleheader coming up in February. They have their Jump Fest, and also they have the regionals where jumpers are selected to the United States team. All that coming up in February, the doubleheader put together by Salisbury Winter Sports Association. That happens every 5 years. And it is just a whale of work for them to put together those two events back-to-back in February. But, like I said, there's no harder working group of volunteers in tougher conditions than the folks that volunteer for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.